Well, howdy there, Internet people. It's Bo again. So today we're going to talk about the call. We're going to talk about Biden's call, and we're going to talk about the statement that was released about the call. We'll go through the important parts of the statement and talk about what's a departure and what isn't. And then we'll remind everybody of the really important thing about this statement. Okay, so as far as the call that occurred between Biden and Netanyahu, the statement has come out from the White House explaining what happened. This is what it says. It says that Biden, quote, made clear the need for Israel to announce and implement a series of specific, concrete, and measurable steps to address civilian harm, humanitarian suffering, and the safety of aid workers. He made clear that U.S. policy with respect to Gaza will be determined by our assessment of Israel's immediate action on these steps. Also, he underscored that an immediate ceasefire is essential to stabilize and improve the humanitarian situation and protect innocent civilians, and he urged the Prime Minister to empower his negotiators to conclude a deal without delay to bring the hostages home. Okay, a whole bunch of people just heard immediate ceasefire and maybe got excited. That's not a departure. That's not a change from what Biden's policy has been. This is not him saying, stop right now. This is him saying, work out a deal with Hamas and come to an agreement for a ceasefire. That's not a change. That's what the administration position has been. So it is not going to, it is not the same thing as him basically demanding that operations cease, which is what a whole lot of people in the U.S. want. That's not what is being said there. The important part, the part that is a change, he made clear that U.S. policy with respect to Gaza will be determined by our assessment of Israel's immediate action on these steps. So, it is a marked departure. When people say condition the aid, that's the subtext of that. If you want future U.S. support, these things have to be done. And they have to be done immediately and to the satisfaction of the U.S. That's what that's saying. If that is the administration position and they hold to it, that's hopeful. That is hopeful. That's good news for everybody. And I mean everybody across the board. Regardless of where you're sitting, that's good news. Now, on to the important part. This is the first statement after a call. Everything that we have talked about before that always applies to the first statement applies here. The first statement that comes out is normally revised or updated with additional information. A good example, the talks about Rafah. You know, they came out right afterward. It was constructive and productive, which, based on the reporting that has come out since then, that's a true statement. But they also kind of indicated or hinted, left people with the idea that it was a very cordial, polite exchange initially. Then we find out that at least one of the officials was yelling and that maybe it wasn't a polite diplomatic conference. The same thing can happen with this. If this is really the position that was taken and the administration sticks to it, there are going to be people who are happy with the progress. And if Netanyahu actually implements the series of steps, it will go a long way to harm reduction a long way. We don't know that Netanyahu's going to do that, and we don't know that the Biden administration is going to stick to this. So we have a good idea of tone and what was said. We don't know how effective it's going to be. Some time is going to have to pass, and more information will come out before we have a real clear picture. So this is hopeful, but I wouldn't get your hopes up yet. So this is obviously something we'll continue to follow and provide more information as it becomes available. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.